Welcome back to your Daily Dose. It's me, Nick. On this episode, Bob and I discuss making deals with the devil. Don't worry, neither of us have made one, as far as you know. It's in the context of leaving a lasting impact on the world, and if that's important enough to require selling your soul. Enjoy. I'm listening to another book involving memory, and I'm like, I don't know, it's not necessarily like on purpose. I'm not looking for books about memory. I'm just seeming to find them.
Oh, yeah. Well, gee, read the messages from the universe.
Or maybe it's, you know, maybe memory. So you are different in different times of your life. So you're going to connect with books on different levels. If I had read this book as a younger person, if it was around, I don't know when it was written, then I wouldn't even harp on the memory part at all.
God.
But with my dad getting older, with me either psychosomatically having my own like memory issues, not remembering names and stuff like that. Barb Shearer.
Ah, I love Barb.
I know. I was trying to remember her last name the other day.
Oh, okay. That's hilarious. Wow, that's such a random memory interjection right there.
But so this one is The Invisible Life of Addie LaRue.
Oh, I've heard that name before.
Yeah, it's a really good one. Okay. It is. I had to stop listening to it on the way over because it's getting towards the end, and I know it's just going to be incredibly sad. And I couldn't go into this.
Oh.
Like, I don't like to listen to sad things or things that make me mad coming into a recording session with you. But it's really good. But yeah, the memory thing is wow. So I want to. Basically, and spoiler alerts for this book, but...
Wait, I might read it. I don't want to spoil
it. It's not that... Okay. It's not that much of a spoiler.
Okay.
Because I think this is in the description.
Okay.
So, essentially, it's a Faustian type of book. Somebody makes a deal with the devil.
Ooh.
And so, Addie LaRue, the main character, is trying to escape something. Mm-hmm. And in escaping, she makes a bad deal. Because you make a deal with the devil, you're always going to have a trade-off that is...
It's never a good deal.
Right. So there are two deals that I wanted to present to you because I think, and this might be a little bit of a warning for you you may not like this because both deals I think you would hate.
Ooh, okay.
So would you rather live forever, but no one can remember you and you can't make a mark on the world? Or everyone loves you, but it's completely fake love.
That's the choice?
Yeah.
That's a cruel choice.
Well, so these are two separate deals, two separate people.
Right, right. Okay,
but I'm giving you this choice. These are the types of deals.
But boy, yeah.
That the devil makes.
Oh, horrible.
Well, the creature.
Horrible. Well, here's the thing. I think I choose the second one. I think I choose to have the fake love. And here's why. One, I don't want to live forever. I don't want to live forever. But if we're going to live forever, ding dang, I think I would want to be remembered in some way, you know. But I guess you don't need to be remembered because you're still there, right? So it's an interesting choice, though. Okay, so that's a fascinating dichotomy between those two. But, the fake love. I feel like everybody gives you fake love. It's just there's nobody that actually loves you.
No one. Your family, your friends, no one.
Oh, you know something? No, then I can't choose that one. I can't choose that one. Yeah, that's okay. I guess I wasn't. Here's the thing. This is the problem. Don't bring the devil to me because I'll make a stupid deal without reading the fine print or without even understanding the deal. I'd be like,
well, it's always going to have some sort of catch, right? It's always going to be some sort of monkey's
paw. Well, have you ever seen Bedazzled, the movie Bedazzled?
Yeah.
Okay, that's a hilarious take on that whole concept. And then the devil is clever, right? You know, and making those deals. And he should be. I'll be honest with you. I almost feel good about the people who make a deal with the devil getting their due because don't make a deal with the devil.
So let me ask you this. What is, okay, and I don't, maybe they address this a little bit more in terms of what the payment is because obviously it's a soul, right? That's what you're paying. What does that mean?
Yeah. How am I using that now?
Yeah. Like, what does it mean? Like, was the soul going to be, was I going to eventually go to heaven and be able to watch all the MCU movies as I want? Or, you know, and then I'm going to be tortured instead. Was I always going to be tortured? Was I going to do any?
Yeah, see, when you don't know the rules of the game,
that's it.
Then you don't know really what you're giving up. Because my thought is, I think a lot of people look at the soul like it's stuff that you leave to your kids. It's like, once I'm gone, what do I care? You can do whatever you want with it. Yeah. But they're like, no, actually, your soul is the only thing that survives from this whole experience, and I get that. So once this little experience is over, your eternity is mine. Which then you think to yourself, who would make such a deal? Desperate people and stupid people.
Well, so in the book, he also is a patron of the arts. So the arts are very important to him. So they name drop some people that they go and see or that he collects from, including Beethoven, Frank Sinatra. and there's some painters and stuff in there. And it's like, so, I mean, you're remembered. Beethoven, you know, short of an apocalypse, he's always going to be remembered.
Yeah, yeah.
For his music. So is that worth it?
Well,
because you're dead.
Yeah. And what's the point?
Yeah.
What's the point? You know, I guess here's my thing. I don't really, it's not that I yearn to be remembered. Mm-hmm. I yearn to have an impact that echoes beyond my existence.
So you want to scar people?
No.
With goodness.
With good. Positive scars. No, because then the scar means you have to go through something bad first, usually, doesn't it? I mean, so I don't need that part of it. I just want the good stuff to echo.
Okay.
And I'll tell you the truth, it's becoming less and less important to me that my name be attached to it.
Yeah.
Because, whatever. You know something? The thing is, did you do good? You know, are you doing good? And I feel like that's the key. That's the key. You know that, though.
I know that.
These are the kinds of conversations you can only find at Your Daily Dose. Mainly because who would offer a fascinating choice like that except for Nick? He works my brain in a different way, and then comes up with a concept like positive scarring. It's an ever-evolving world when you hang out with Nick. He keeps it interesting. That does it for this episode of Your Daily Dose. We'll catch you next time.